poll, Democrat Elissa Slotkin trails Republican challenger Tom Barrett. By Jacob Bliss on June 24, 2022. As President Joe Biden's job approval numbers continue to be in trouble, a recent poll shows that Republican State Senator Tom Barrett could unseat incumbent Democrat Representative Elissa Slotkin, me, in the November election for Michigan's 7th Congressional District. Barrett holds a 2-point lead on Slotkin despite her having a significant advantage in name recognition. At the same time, Republicans hold an 11-point lead on the generic ballot, and Biden is 26 points underwater in the district he carried in his presidential run. Biden saw his latest approval rating at the lowest ever nationwide. An internal poll from the National Republican Campaign Committee, NRCC, first reported by Politico, showed that Barrett leads the incumbent 46.1% to 44.6%, with 10.3% undecided. However, the internal poll noted that Slotkin is sitting at under 50% on the ballot, which is the worst level she's had since winning the seat in 2018, even though she has nearly 100% name recognition. Barrett, an Army veteran, whom Slotkin has attacked for training with the Army, was elected to the Michigan House in 2014 and then was elected to the state Senate in 2018. He showed a more significant lead after the poll did message testing, with 1% of decided voters choosing him. After message testing, 51.9% said they would vote for Barrett, while only 41.9% said they would vote for the Democrat. The polling after testing lines up with the generic ballot in Michigan's 7th Congressional District. On the generic ballot, 50.3% said they would vote for the Republican candidate, while only 39.3% said they would vote for the Democrat on the ballot. There were 10.4% who said they were undecided. Also, Biden's job approval is underwater in the congressional district. Only 36.2% approved of Biden's job as president, while a majority, 62.5%, disapproved of him. There were only 1.3% who said they were unsure. NRCC's internal poll was conducted by Signal in Michigan's 7th Congressional District from June 14 to 16. The poll asked 400 people in the district and had a margin of error of plus or minus 4.70%. Nationwide, on Civic's rolling job approval average last Saturday, Biden's approval rating went down to only 32%, the lowest in his presidency, with a 57% disapproval. 11% of survey participants did not approve or disapprove. But, overall, Biden's approval rating is underwater in 48 states, including the typically dark blue California and his home state of Delaware. He has a net approval of negative 25 nationwide. The NRCC spokesman, Mike Berg, said, Elissa Slotkin might be doing better if she didn't spend her time in Washington backing Joe Biden's inflationary spending sprees and massive tax hikes. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.